studios in Eugene, Oregon, it's Oregon Update with your hosts, Cliff and Robin. You can join Cliff and Robin by dialing 646-721-9887 or by email at talk@krbnradio.com. And now, here's your hosts, Cliff and Robin.
Unavailable today, and as such, this program is being pre-recorded. So I hope you will enjoy this. It's going to be a very short program today, as it's also very difficult to do a talk show program, especially on internet, when you don't get that many callers calling in, because it really makes a difference, believe it or not. So anyways, but next week, you can give us a call. We'll be here at 1 p.m. Pacific time on Wednesdays. And we got some exciting stuff coming up in the future, especially in 2014, next year. We got a lot of things planned, and we're hoping to expand the show a little bit and get some more guests and doing a lot of things. So a lot of things in the works. So, again, we hope that you'll at least check back in with us and follow the program on Facebook. Go to the Facebook page, like us. So at least we know that you are out there, and as always, if you want to contact us, you can contact us on Facebook, or, of course, as always, you can send an email to talk@krbnradio.com. Typically, we would be broadcasting live at 1 o'clock on Wednesdays, but, you know, things happen, and this is this is just the thing about live radio. You know, if this was terrestrial radio, that would be a little bit different, but it's not. It's internet, and so anyway, things happen. But what I did want to kind of touch on a few things here in my notes, as if you can bear with me, because like I say, today is just going to be a really short monologue. As you know, that the Obamacare, as of October 1st, took effect, and kind of not unexpected, there was glitches in the system. So people, as they try to rush out to register for the exchanges, ran into some difficulty. And as other talk show hosts on terrestrial radio, like Rush Limbaugh and others, are pointing out that the government had over 3 years to set up the system and assumedly the best people to work on it. But just like a lot of other government stuff, it fell short of actually working good. So that's just kind of the way the cookie crumbles, and we just weren't surprised about that. The other issue, too, in addition to the exchanges, because October 1st was Obamacare month, the government voted, or the Republicans, anyways, it was voted to have a partial shutdown of the government, and as usual, one of the tactics that they like to use is to shut down the things that directly hurt people, like, for example, the national parks, the tourist areas, and other areas like that. They've been shutting down, and some people have been protesting that, you know, some of these areas, like in Washington, that are open to the public, you know, there's no people that are actually have to be there. I mean, they're just open spaces. They put up barricades and said, no, you can't come in here. So they're hiring people. They have people, you know, keep you out when there's really nothing to run. Just kind of go in, it's open or whatever. And the other thing that's kind of not surprising, and I get so tired of hearing it, you know, back in 2008, we elected, yes, in case you haven't noticed, we elected the first black president. And you know, this, when you look at the big picture, this is really great. I mean, we went beyond racism. We looked at Obama. We bought what Obama was selling. And we looked beyond his race. Now, granted, there's people that voted for him because he was just a black person. Okay, that's racist if you want to get right down to it. But overall, a lot of people of different colors and races voted for Obama because they believed in him. Here's the sad thing. is that ever since then, all we hear about, if you disagree with Obama, you're racist. Well, not surprisingly, I was kind of wondering how long it would take this to happen. And, well, according to the Daily Caller, there's a professor who is calling the Republicans racist because they hate the black president because they're blaming the government shutdown on race. And she notes that on her Twitter page that, please note that the last government shutdown was with the fake black president Clinton. And now they have a real black president to mess with. And when somebody challenged her on that opinion, she says, somebody responded saying that you have to be blind to think that race does not play into the stupidity, is what she responded. And give us a break. I mean, are we supposed to bend over backwards and just whatever President Obama or any non-white person says, we're just supposed to go, yes, sir. You're right, sir. I can't criticize you. I can't give you my opinion because if I give you my opinion, I must be a racist. See, to me, that sets race relations back generations because now people are afraid to speak. And that's really the sad thing about it. You know, coming up on the next election, 2016, I believe it is, the next election, be honest with me, folks, are you going to vote for another non-white person? I personally, and you can call me racist, you can call me whatever you want to do, I'm going to be hesitant. I'm going to be hesitant to do that because not so much of the person themselves, per se. I mean, there are some good people out there that would be excellent, that are non-white. There are people out there that are not rich that make a great president. I know somebody that's running for U.S. Senate that I think that she would be a great senator. She's not wealthy. But are we going to do that? Are we going to take the chance that racism is going to overshadow any decisions or any conversation that we would want in the future? So I think what Obama did for race is that he sent it back, like I said earlier, he sent it back literally generations. And it's sad because I thought really, I mean, at least call me ignorant or whatever. I'm just going by my group of people that I work with. I thought we moved beyond that. Well, apparently in some circles, I was wrong. Race is still alive and well, and or at least if nothing else, racism is still being fed. And that's a shame. Because I'm really proud of the society that we've grown up. And I'd like to believe that we have, and that this is just media that's just coming out and saying this. You know, if you agree, disagree, you know, send me an email, talk@krbnradio.com, and tell me your thinking on this. Because I'm really disappointed that, but again, I'm not surprised that the shutdown is being blamed on race. But when I look at it, like this professor, try to get her name here. Her name is Athena Butler. She's an Ivy League professor from the University of Pennsylvania, stating that Obama's skin color is a reason Republican lawmakers have refused to fund Obamacare. How about just the fact that Obamacare is really just a bad idea, especially when you got the government officials going, why read the bill? It takes 2 days and 2 lawyers to even understand it. Or Nancy Pelosi, you got to, and Cliff's not here to criticize me, you gotta pass the bill to know what's in it. Nancy, I still hope you don't buy your homes or sign any contracts going with that. But that's our representatives, folks, and that's the people that got us into this condition that where we're at. And on the flip side of it, people are finally waking up and they're getting pissed. They finally said that they've had enough. And one thing that Americans are really good for is that in the time of need is when they come together. That's when America is strong. And as we're starting to see, like, for example, there was a website that we've talked about on this program. It was the Truckers to Shut Down America. When it first came to my attention, it had only 3,000 likes to it. During the program itself, it gained 1,700 likes within the 90 minutes. It gained before Facebook shut it down. Yeah, that's right. Facebook shut it down. It had 80,000 likes within a 7-day period. I said this thing would go over to 100,000. And I said that it would get media attention. It has. Well, here's the thing, folks. According to the organizers, they're claiming that Facebook shut it down for the use of the words God bless America. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. Personally, it's hard to believe. I think there's more of a backstory to that, but that's just what they're claiming. But in either case, the site is down, but it hasn't stopped them. They started another site. Canada has started another site. A lot of other people have started another site. From Facebook shutting it down, it has put more fortitude with people to actually, it's got the momentum even going further. What this is the Facebook to shut down, or not Facebook, but the Truckers to Shut Down America between the 10th and 13th of the month, which is the, of this month, which is October. And it's not just to protest the truck-related issues. What it is it's to protest the corruption, the Obamacare, the way America's been going. And you don't have to be a truck driver to join them. You can be a non-truck driver. You can join the convoy in your car. They said that people are welcome. Non-truck drivers are welcome to support them. You can support them by not purchasing anything. That's another way of sending a message. Because, you know, even just truck drivers, the ones that can, owner-operators can a lot more than company drivers can decide not to work that day, or you can call them sick. They say that it's actually illegal for truck drivers to strike. Well, I've heard that as well. I don't know if that's actually true or not. But in either case, you can support them and their efforts by just staying home. Don't buy anything for a couple of days. Truck drivers, if they don't deliver, it wouldn't take that long for the stores to become empty. But anyway, but the whole point is that America is getting upset. They've had enough. They're getting tired of being taxed to death. They're getting tired of being told. Basically, there's a lot of things they're getting tired of, and they feel that they're helpless. Well, with the million bikers run recently, the overpasses.org, which, by the way, is also aligned with the Truckers to Shut Down America, is actually more and more people are getting involved, and that's what we need to do. They need, just like the reason. Now, we criticize the government a lot on this program, or just in general. But you got to give them credit. I mean, some Republicans finally got the nerve to stand up and to actually demand and have this shutdown, despite the threats of the Obama administration, to do a partial shutdown, and they're going up against Obama that says that he will not negotiate. What's there to negotiate? Here's the thing, and this is what really gets out of the suspicion, is that he's really pushing this. Why? He's already, this is kind of even hilarious, he's gone out and he's had his speeches, and in the background of some of the places he's got speeches, he's got three people in coveralls. I mean, it's obvious that they just put him on for the show. I mean, come on. You know, if you knew that you were going to be with the president, on the podium with him, in the background, or right next to him, Are you going to be wearing coveralls? I mean, come on, give me a break. Then he brings his children in. You know, oh, it's for the kids. You know, my kids here, well, if Obamacare goes, well, they're exempt. It's not going to make any difference. They are exempt from Obamacare, along with a lot of people in upper government, are exempt. We're not. You and me are not. They're already talking about how much it's going to cost you just through the exchanges, $175 and up, is some of the quotes that have already been given. It's cheaper when in 2016, when Obamacare goes in full effect, if you get charged a maximum fine of $2,100, to pay $175 a month in penalties than actually go out and purchase health care, especially if you're younger. If you're young and you're healthy, you're not going to go purchase health care. What if you're poor? What if you are actually, your gross income does not meet that area, that gray area, or you're unemployed for, I believe the window is 3 months or something like that, but you still don't fit in that area to have the qualifying health insurance, and you're going to be penalized. You're broke. Here's a scenario, and I'm going to whine here a little bit. Here's a scenario that really gets me upset, and I'm speaking from my own personal finances. I have worked at jobs where I'm making, I'll give you an example, $12 to $15 an hour, which is not a bad wage. It's above minimum wage, okay? I'm scraping by. I am living, I'm not going out and partying. I'm not going out and buying things I don't need. I don't have the money. I'm doing the best I can to keep my car running, my house up. I couldn't even afford to pay my property taxes last year. It took me 6 months to pay them. I had to pay $300 in penalties for being late on my property taxes. I'm watching every penny that I have, and I'm praying that I don't get sick. And now you're going to throw an extra $200 plus on top of me every month to go along with these health care exchanges? You know, I don't meet the federal minimum guidelines, or below the poverty level, excuse me. But that doesn't matter. It's the law of the land, as you're saying. You got to do it. Well, unlike the government, I can't just go out and print money. It's illegal. People go to jail for doing that. So what are you going to do? What are they going to do when there's other people in my situation that don't have the money, can't afford it? They can't afford the penalties. I use my tax refund every year to pay my property taxes. I couldn't do it last year because I didn't have any money. I'd use my refund to cover other bills. So, I mean, do the math. What are they going to do when millions of people, I'm just going to throw that word out there, can't afford to pay it? They can't afford to pay the insurance. They can't afford to pay the penalty. They can't afford, they already owe taxes. You know, they're taking the maximum amount of deductions that they can take just so they can go ahead and have the maximum amount of their paycheck. Well, the problem with that is usually you wind up, if you do it right, if you're really good, you do it right, you won't owe anything. But now you're going to owe a penalty for not having health care. And even if you do get a tax refund, you might lose it because of the penalty for not having health care. So that's why this is really a bad idea, in my opinion. We are a wealthy enough country. This is what really gets me, is that we are a wealthy enough country that we can provide affordable or subsidized health care without breaking the bank. We waste so much money in this country and even overseas. There's no reason at all. But to just come out and just say, well, you know, I think we need health care. What are we going to do? I don't know. How about passing a law and forcing people to get it? That way everybody will have health care.
Gosh, that sounds like a really good idea.
You're a moron. Of course, then again, that's our government. You know, they think that, oh, well, you know, hey, we'll just pass a law. That fixes everything. We'll just pass a law. Cool, huh? Well, like passing a law saying, okay, we have poverty in America. So here you are, I'm going to fix poverty. We got people living on the streets. You know what? We'll pass a law. Everybody has to make at least $50,000 a year. Simple, done. Let's have lunch. $50,000 a year. Don't make it, you'll have to pay a penalty. How are you going to make it? Not my problem. Don't have any money? Can't get a job? Not my problem. It's the law now. It's the law of the land. You got to make $50,000 a year. Yeah, that makes just about as much sense. By the way, I want to make a correction. The event, by the way, for the Truckers Shutdown America, I said it was the 10th through the 12th. It's actually the 11th through the 13th. So I do want to give that correction, by the way. I do hope that people do at least offer their support, either by not purchasing anything or joining the convoy. People have been saying that, well, it's not really fair to the businesses for doing that. Well, no pain, no gain. What can I say? They are correct. It will hurt the retailers, but the best way to do it is that, search out and find some of the websites that are talking about, like Thousand Truckers, Shutdown America. There are other sites out there, overpasses.org. And there's one called Right for the Constitution, which is the new website for them. If nothing else, at least go out there and like the Facebook page, show them your support, join overpasses, keep it legal. Even the organizers of this are saying, keep it legal. And, they're out there to make a statement. They're not out there to get in trouble. So that's what they want to do. So I hope you will at least support them. Other things that's going on in the news, again, the joke from Washington on the shutdown, the same with the races. And here's a thought I'll leave you with as I'm going to sign off here in just a few minutes. With the last election, the 2012 election, was kind of a joke, And it's really disappointing because we had people that were teasing us. They were teasing us to be running for office. I mean, like Sarah Palin was out there in her bus for freedom. Are you going to run? She wouldn't say, but she was out there playing with us. We were so desperate for a good candidate that even Donald Trump, people were seriously considering. I mean, he's a millionaire. He made his money on his success. Look what he's done. Like him or not, look what he's done. Maybe he would be good. But all he did is he held the bait out there just to promote his program. I don't even know if his program's even on anymore. Partly because, one, I don't care. Two, I never watched it. And three, hey, I'm poor. We don't have cable. But anyway, where I'm going with all that is that it's kind of funny that I would almost go for this, is that Jesse Ventura, the former governor of Minnesota, and Howard Stern are thinking about running for president. And at least they're considering the idea for 2016. Ventura and Stern have talked together and said that, if Howard would agree to run as his running mate, that he would actually consider throwing his hat in the ring. You know what? I think that maybe somebody like Jesse Ventura would actually be good. He's been such an outspoken person that I'd love to see him get in there. He would ruffle feathers so bad that even Nancy Pelosi would probably think about retiring. But, the way things are going, who knows? I really think that he should consider running, to be honest with you. I really do. He should really consider running. But given that, I mean, I don't know who else to go. I don't want Mrs. Clinton. The same reason like when she ran before. It's like part of the reason why Obama got elected is that we're tired of the same old, same old. We wanted something different. As Obama said, hope and change. Well, we got hope. We're hoping for change. It's not what we wanted. He said, I got a vision for America. Well, yeah, you do. And you seem to be successful in making your vision come true. The unfortunate thing is that we don't agree on what your vision is. And we just kind of assumed, and this is where we fail as American people, this is where we fail, is that we feel that when somebody goes into office, we automatically are assuming that they're going in for the right reasons. They're going in because you'll never hear any politician go out there and say, I want you to elect me because I have my own personal issues I want to deal with. I want to become a millionaire, and the fastest way to do that is to get me in the office. They'll never say that. They'll come out and say, it's for the kids, it's for this, it's for jobs, it's for the economy. This is what it's for. This is how I can help you. Get me in office so I can help you. But, and some do. Some are actually very sincere when they go into office. But then again, there are those, and it seems like they're the majority now, there are those that are going in there for their own self-centered reasons, and they become career politicians. They have a good life. They make good money. A lot of things are provided for them. Health care and everything else is provided for them. They get the prestige. That's what President Obama is enjoying right now. Like I said, when people go spend $2,000-$3,000 a plate, they're going there to see the president. They're not going there to see Obama. If Obama wasn't the president, they could care less about him. They're not going to see him. They're going to see the president. You know, they're actually going to go out there, well, I'm having dinner with the president, insert name. They don't care. So, Mr. Rockstar, deal with it. Anyways, again, like I said, this is going to be a short program. I can sit here and ramble on all day long, but or I could throw in a best of program, but I figured that would give you something. Again, remember, tune in next Wednesday, 1 p.m. Pacific time. As always, you can send us your emails, talk@krbnradio. Like us on Facebook. And if you have any comments, we'd love to hear them. So again, until next week, hopefully my co-host Cliff will be feeling a lot better. And we'll see you then. So check us out. Stay in touch. Bye.
Out on the internet at www.krbnradio.com or email us with your show ideas at talk@krbnradio.com. This is KRBN Internet News Talk Radio.